Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Now, Zach is younger than the two of us and hipper in many ways.
Yeah. He's probably got some buckets from Buckethead.
Well, let's go ahead and ask him. Zach, do you have any of the music of Buckethead? And if you do, in what form does that music manifest itself?
Well, he's a critically acclaimed rock guitarist.
Of course,
and he's performed with some really big-time groups, including Guns N' Roses, among others.
Now, that almost sounds to me like you're reading that, Zach.
He told Guitar Player magazine, quote, "I was eating it, and I put the mask on and then the bucket on my head. I went to the mirror, and I just said, Buckethead. That's Buckethead right there. It's just one of those things. After that, I wanted to be that thing all the time." And credit to him, he has been.
I'm kind of sorry I asked. Two balls and two strikes on Dansby Swanson.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on The Score.
I mean, I think Buckethead's got a vibe, man. It sounds like something, doesn't it? It sounds like something. I like it. Welcome back in to the afternoon show, the Spiegel and Holmes show being manned today by me, Mark Rohde, and him, Dan Wiederer of the Chicago Tribune. You're my partner on the Take the North podcast.
I'm your partner in life.
That is true. that is the way it has become. We finish each other's sentences. The chemistry is real, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, and we've got quite a week ahead of us between this Cubs series tonight in Philly. We got one final OTA that I don't think any major veterans are attending in Hell's Hall this week, and we'll wrap it all up.
I'll be skipping class tomorrow myself because I will be right here again hosting on the Spiegel and Holmes show. So we're going to leave it up to you to take care of everything at the Hall of Halas.
I'll be the eyes and ears on things for sure.
I do appreciate that. We heard that funny stuff from the hipster, hipster Zach Zaidman right there, who is digging in right now in Philadelphia for the Cubs and Phillies 5:10 pregame. The first pitch is at 5:45 live to Citizens Bank Ballpark. We go and joining us on the Circuit Resort and Casino Hotline is Zach Zaidman. What's going on, Zach? How are you in Philly, man?
First off, how lucky are both Spiegel and Holmes to have the two of you filling in for them? What a treat for Score listeners this afternoon.
So lucky.
I'm doing great. By the way, it's mostly cloudy, 72 degrees, slight wind blowing out to left. And to get back to the Buckethead story, it's all because of Nick Lodolo, the Cincinnati left-hander. He went to Laverne High School, Damien High School in Laverne, California. And that's the same high school that Mark McGwire went to. But why would we focus on the fellow baseball player that went there? We focused on the other famous alum, Buckethead, the rock guitarist. He performed with Guns N' Roses and so many other people. And, yeah, that story that you heard is a documented fact. And we like to bring you those facts on Fred's radio.
That's beautiful, Zach, and I will just say, per your kind words about us, we Zach, are merely providing job security for Matt Spiegel and Lawrence Holmes until they are back. We have been chosen to do that.
Well played, Mark.
Thank you.
Zach, I would love to ask you about what happened in Detroit. I'd love to ask you about what might happen in Philly. But I scroll through my social media feed, and I see that you are taking over the Philly Fanatics four-wheeler. Can you give us a little bit of insight? Yeah. Have you taken that out for a spin yet today?
It's actually an ATV, an all-terrain vehicle, and it's the second year in a row that I've caught the vehicle unmanned by either a human or the Philly Fanatic, and I've hopped on it. It's kind of cool. I mean, isn't there a part of you that wishes you could kind of let that thing ride across the field like the Philly Fanatic and do some crazy stuff? So I can't do that, but at least I hopped on it and pretended for a few seconds that I was the Philly Fanatic, and I posted it. See the big smile on my face? I don't smile often, so that's a big deal.
You can't find the keys for that thing right now? What's the problem?
I was looking for it, couldn't find it, and I'm not searching for the Philly Fanatic to find them.
All right, so help Grody and I out with this. The Cubs played a series in Detroit that did seem to have some electricity to it. It's their first series loss since early May. What did you make out of, I guess, first the offensive output in Detroit, which was down comparatively what we've seen the Cubs do? And just on the big picture level, what did you make of what the Cubs did in Detroit?
Well, I love the fact that the Cubs starting pitching kept them in every game. That's a big deal when you consider that Shota Imanaga isn't around and Justin Steele isn't around. And if I told you before the start of the season that Ben Brown would go toe-to-toe with Tarek Skubal in the opener of that series, you would have taken it. And that's the kind of stuff that impresses me. The fact that Cade Horton has seamlessly adjusted to Major League life. Has he looked like this big-time phenom? No, not yet, but it's still early in his big league life. And keeping the Cubs in game, that to me is a big deal. The moment does not look too big for him when we see him out on the mound. So that's important. In terms of the offense, the old saying is good pitching stops good hitting. And against these great pitchers, and the Cubs are facing a few of them on this trip, it started with Mackenzie Gore, the talented left-hander in Washington. It continued with Skubal in the opener in Detroit. And then yesterday with Jack Flaherty, who's had a renaissance late in his career. It'll continue today with Zach Wheeler. There's a really good left-hander, Jesus Luzardo, the former Marlin. He's going to be throwing in this series for the Phillies. And when the Cubs return home to take on the Pirates, they're going to see Paul Skeens again. So I think against those good pitchers, what you learn is there are two things you can do. One is make those pitchers work, which the Cubs have done. The second thing is it's really hard to rally. You're not going to get a whole bunch of singles, steal bases, and do that kind of thing and play small ball and win against those guys. This is where the home run ball does matter. You might get one or two pitches that those guys make mistakes on, and when they do, you've got to hit it out of the yard to beat those guys. And that's why I think we saw some of the results that we saw in Detroit. The other thing that we should pay attention to, if you go back to Friday's game, Cubs probably had some defensive plays they wish they could have back, because that gave Detroit an extra advantage. Plus, that base-running miscue in the fifth inning really cost them, because you had Skubal on the ropes there with men at second and third and no one out, but we all know what happened. When you face the great pitchers, you can't give them extra opportunities in the Cubs game.
Yeah, that was the PCA rounds third, and Quentin Berry's like, stop, go back, and then it was too late for him to go back in that spot. But, yeah, man, you're right. I mean, this is the time where, like, if you're going to be one of those teams, you got to be pretty meticulous about the way you go about things and not miss out on opportunities like that, that's for sure. Zach, we've been talking about, unfortunately, the umpires for a couple of days. It was kind of a tough go with Doug Eddings on Saturday and then Derek Thomas ejecting Nico Horner as well as Craig Counsell yesterday. Has there been more conversation about that today in the pregame?
You know, not necessarily. And I spoke to Nico Horner. He's going to be a guest on our pregame show. I know you guys talked to him earlier. He doesn't really want to talk about it, and I think it's unfair to ask Nico Horner to take an illogical situation and make it logical. You know, he didn't do anything that deserved an ejection. So it's hard for him to explain to you why he got ejected when that doesn't get you ejected. I talked to him, and you'll hear it on the pregame show beginning at 5:10 this evening. I asked him about his first ejection, which took place last year against the White Sox, and if you remember that one, and he started smiling because, yeah, he remembered that one because he used words that would get you ejected from from field of play. That did not happen yesterday, and I think that's the reason that Craig Counsell had to go out and support his player. And I don't think Craig Counsell enjoys getting ejected. It's not something you normally see him do. He's not one of these managers that loses control and tries to, you know, inspire his team with these manufactured rants. But yesterday it was necessary because of what happened to Horner. Now, going back to Eddings on Saturday, give the Cubs credit. They did not let that impact the result of the game. They smacked five home runs and found a way to win. And that's what makes yesterday frustrating, is that you lost a really good player to an ejection. And who knows what might have happened in that game if Nico's able to stick around.
Yeah, I mean, it's 2-0 at that point. You've got a guy on second base after a leadoff double by Dansby, and it was game-changing in a lot of different ways there. Zach, when you look at this team big picture, and you see, you mentioned kind of how impressed you've been that they've been able to stabilize the pitching with Steele out, with Shota on the out for the length of time that he's been out for. What is the sense of what they need going forward? How quickly are some of the guys that are out going to be back? And then when you look forward to adding from outside the roster, what is the priority there, do you think?
Well, when I look at the stats, then, and you start to take a look at what the Cubs have done, and they've been in first place or had a share of first place every day for the last 66 days since April 4th. So that tells you that this is a pretty good team. And the reason that they're there is because they have an offense that's as good as any in the game of baseball today. If you look at the stats, they're top five in nearly every major offensive category. I expect that to continue. All the question marks that you had entering the season have been answered in a big way. Duke Crow Armstrong has turned himself into a budding young star. He's taken off and gotten significantly better than where he was at the end of last season, and he's pretty good at the end of last year. Michael Busch has taken that next step as an offensive player, and you're seeing him more and more adjust to major league life. He's riding a 9-game hitting streak, entering play today, hitting 400. Matt Shaw used his time in the minor leagues to quickly adjust, tweak the things he had to mechanically, and make himself the kind of hitter that put him in the big leagues in the first place. So that is encouraging. Seiya Suzuki, being sandwiched by a bunch of left-handers inside that lineup, has taken off and is having his best season. And the catching situation, I know Amaya's on the injured list right now, but between him and Carson Kelly, they've done a really nice job from an offensive standpoint this year, and that has been a weakness for the Cubs for the last couple of years. So I don't think you need to play around with the offense.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'd like to see them add another starter to the rotation to push everyone down, if you can do that. Jamison Tyon's been fantastic. Six great quality starts. Every time they need a big outing from him, he gives you one. Matthew Boyd has been as good as you could possibly ask him to be coming off the injury. He showed you some signs in his return to big league last year with Cleveland, coming off all those different elbow ailments that he dealt with. Ben Brown, you'd like to see a little bit more consistency. Let's see how Cade Horton continues to grow. But how much can you count on those guys going forward when you're asking them to do things that they haven't really done as big leaguers? That's why I'd like to see them go out and get another starter. Shota Imanaga has two innings of rehab work tomorrow in an Arizona Complex League game against a bunch of rookies out there. You figure he'll be back before the end of the month, but you're not going to have Justin Steele. That's why I'd like to see them go out and get another starter. Porter Hodge eventually will go down to Iowa and have a little bit of a rehab stint if he tries to work his way back from a hip impingement, but you can never have enough help in the bullpen, even though Brett Council and Tommy Hodgety have done a great job of stabilizing the bullpen, figuring out the best roles for everyone there. You really have to like what you've seen lately from the Cubs.
Yeah, there really wasn't a closing situation in this series for the Cubs over these last 3 days. But I was just talking about this on Friday, as a matter of fact, when Luke Kanellis was filling in Zach. I mean, Ryan Presley's going to get another chance to be the guy who is the closer in any situation in one-run game. I mean, that could happen tonight, right? Couldn't Ryan Presley be the closer?
It could be, but I think right now you're looking at Daniel Palencia, and he's been phenomenal since thanks to Ryan Presley in large part, because it was Presley who gave him a long talk along with Justin Turner. The last year was a down year for Palencia, and I think he tried to be too perfect. Those guys sat him down and said, listen, you're throwing excess of 100 miles per hour. You don't have to be perfect. Just get it anywhere near the zone and force guys to hit your best stuff. And so far, it's been working. It's been a mentality change, more so than a physical change for Palencia. Porter Hodge, before he got hurt, was looking good as the closer. So you have a number of options. You'll hear the term out-getter from Brett Council, because in today's new age of baseball, it's about pockets from the sixth inning on that you're looking at. So there's certain guys that fit a pocket better than others. So you have to just throw away that old mentality of the old school Goose Gossage type of closer, Lee Smith type of closer, and it's a new age of baseball. But I will say this: when you're on in the ninth, and you know the game is on the line, it takes a different kind of mentality, a different kind of guy to shut the door. And we know that Ryan Presley has done it over the course of his career in the biggest of games as a champion with the Astros. We've seen Palencia do it this year, and we've seen Hodge do it in spots this year and last year. That's encouraging that you have more than one guy who can do that.
Zach, you mentioned PCA, and obviously the year he's having is above and beyond what anyone was expecting, 10, 12 weeks ago. What do you see in terms of why he's had this explosion that he's had, and do you have any comps for whether it's baseball or football for the type of zeal he plays with every time that he's in the outfield or at the plate?
He's Devin Hester, right? Any moment's the moment.
That's
what stands out to me about Pete Crow Armstrong. And you don't know what the moment would be. Is it going to be with a bat in his hands? Is it going to be with him as a base runner? Is it going to be with him with a glove out in center field? Any moment could be a special moment that you've never seen before when PCA is involved. And that's exciting. Devin Hester had that kind of electricity when he was a return man with the Bears. And even as a wide receiver, when the ball was in his hands, any moment was the moment where he could end up in the end zone with just a juke move or spin or whatnot. And I think PCA is that kind of special, and it's been fun to watch. What I love about him is the drive, the desire. He's bought in to what Craig Council is selling. He's bought in to what the leaders of the clubhouse have been selling. And that, to me, is rare, because when a young guy gets a lot thrown at him and starts to receive all the adulation that comes with being the kind of special player that he is, you never know how it's going to go, and I love the way he's handled all of this excess attention that he's getting because of his play on the field.
Who wins in a race, PCA or Hester?
I'm going to go Devin, but if you're talking about Devin in his prime, yes. If you're talking about Devin right now, PCA might just edge him.
That was very well handled there, Zach. Very well done, sir.
You know what's interesting, though, is I was talking to PCA about this yesterday on the pregame show. I asked him, when he was a kid, who was the guy that he tried to emulate, based on his style of play? And he said the guy was Andrew McCutchen in his heyday as the Pirates center fielder. And then I asked him about Javier Baez, because I think he's the Cub with the most flair since Baez left.
Yeah.
And you guys remember that shot Friday where the two of them were at second base and were watching a challenge review on the big video board at Comerica Park. And PCA told me that's the first time he's ever spoken to Javi. and he was just taken aback by all the kind words that Baez had to say to him about his style of play, which I thought was really cool.
That's cool, yeah.
That is cool. I mean, it's like getting to hang out with Justin Turner, too, for PCA. It seems like he talks to and has surrounded himself with the right people. As a matter of fact, Zach, a little bit later on, we're going to let you go so you could actually go do your job. But later on, I heard your PCA interview, and I thought it was really good. And I loved what you asked about him, what he thinks he needs to do to get better. And you even filtered the question by saying, I know you need to get better at everything, but give some specific things. And I'm going to share those a little bit later on. So I want to just thank you ahead of time, Zach, for providing some content for Dan and I, the co-host of the Take the North podcast.
That's what a good teammate does, right?
Yes, sir. Zach, have a great game tonight. Thanks for coming on, man.
Great chat, guys. Be well.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.